Hello again, and welcome everyone to the special edition of Campus Beat right here on CFRC 101.9 FM and streaming at CFRC.ca and also on your favorite mobile apps like iHeartRadio. I'm Dinah Jansen. Coming up, we're pleased to present conversations we've held with each of the candidates running for AMS executive offices, including presidential candidates Jana Ammer and Nico Brassett-Duke, candidates for Vice President University Affairs Drayden George and Alyssa Parissa, and the candidate for Vice President Operations Elena Nerzhinsky. Let's jump into our conversation now with AMS presidential candidate Jana Ammer. Thank you for joining us. And welcome back, everyone, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM and our exclusive coverage of AMS and SGPS elections. With us in the space right now, we have AMS presidential candidate Jana Ammer, who is going to tell us all about her campaign. Welcome, Jana.
Thank you so much for introducing me. So hi, everyone. My name is Jana Ammer. I use she, her pronouns. I'm currently a health science student here at Queen's.
Thank you so much. And now let's learn a little bit more about you and the position as president that you're running for.
Perfect. So I am running for AMS president. A little bit about the position is that the main role of the president is they overlook all the offices at the AMS. So whether we're talking things about the Student Life Center, so that's the Queen Center, or our Internal Affairs Office, which are helping us run these elections here. Those are just some of the things that the president overlooks.
Thanks so much. And now tell us a little bit about why you're running for office.
So when it comes to why I'm running for president, it's because I really do believe that the AMS should be a resource that empowers, uplifts, and supports students. I do often hear that students express frustrations about not knowing where to turn for help, not being heard by decision makers, being overwhelmed by a lot of the processes and the bureaucracy that exists within the AMS. Why I am running here is because these experiences weren't really just anecdotes, but they point to a lot of structural barriers. And I feel like we have the need to address these. I want to create a student government and help build that from what we have to something that is more approachable and effective and transparent. So every student feels really confident that their concerns will be addressed and their needs will be prioritized. A lot of the president's role revolves around the kind of in between of the society and the organization and making sure that the student experience is heard. And there are a lot of it within the student culture. So that's what really motivated me into running for presidency.
Okay, thank you. And moving on, what are the key pillars of your platform?
So there are three main pillars that I'm running on in my platform. We've kind of called it Campaign Act. So to kind of break down the first pillar, it's accessible AMS. It's all about just breaking down those barriers and building that support. It's making those policies make sense, the resources and opportunities laid out for people at the front, through transforming the website into becoming more of a centralized resource hub so people can easily find information, whether that's on services, events, support systems, as well as financial support. So we're talking grants, bursaries, awards. So many students don't know where to go, and I think there's a really easy way to simplify a lot of these and also having it available so students know where to go. I also want to just make sure that AMS policies, I've done a lot of work with them this year, and a lot of their resources as well are written in very clear, inclusive language. A lot of my equity background comes into this, and so we can ensure that all students, regardless of background, can engage with them. The second pillar is collaborative. It's all about really fostering that change and really empowering student voices through open forums and feedback mechanisms. We're planning to host, hopefully, monthly open forums if elected, really ensuring that students are a part of the decision-making process when it comes to the AMS, whether we're bringing things to Senate or bringing things to board, making sure that those things are what we're prioritizing. And my voice is truly just a megaphone for students. And then lastly is transparent AMS. A lot of it, again, about strengthening that trust. There is a little bit of a strenuous relationship between the AMS and the student body. And I think that is because we need to work a little bit on our transparency. And you can only really do that by building your communication. So a lot of it will be monthly updates using some of our campus media, whether that's the CFRC or even the Queen's Journal, to ensure that people are aware of what's kind of going on with the AMS and that the projects and the initiatives that are happening are on students' radars so they can benefit of them if they need them. And hopefully clear, timely communication will be priority with accessible channels so students can ask for questions, provide feedback, and stay connected. These three pillars, accessibility, collaboration, and transparency, really represent my vision for an AMS that is more inclusive and student-centered and hopefully effective.
Thank you very much. And we are speedily running out of time. Jana, can you tell us how people can learn more about you and vote?
Well, you can learn more about me if you follow my Instagram, Jana, Jana 4, that's the number 4, Prez, so that's Prez. You'll have all the information there. I'll also have the links to where you can vote, so the Simply Voting. I really want to emphasize that this campaign is just about listening to you. So if you have ideas, concerns, I'd love to hear them. My DMs are always open. Voting will take places on January 29th and 30th, and you'll be able to cast your ballot online. You'll also get through either the Simply Voting link, and you'll also probably get an email to your Queen's email. So honestly, every vote matters. The climate that we are in, we are realizing how much of a privilege it is to vote. So I just want to tell everyone, this is your opportunity to continue shaping the future and shape the future of your experience on campus. So yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jana, it's been a real pleasure talking to you, folks. We have been in the studio with Jana Ammer, who is running for president of the Alma Mater Society, and voting takes place on January 29th and 30th. Best wishes with your campaign, Jana.
Thank you so much.
And thanks to Jana for joining us here on CFRC. Coming up now, let's move over to our conversation with AMS presidential candidate Nico Brassett Duke. And welcome back, everyone. We are in the studio space with Nico Brassett Duke, who is running for AMS president. Welcome back to CFRC, Nico.
Hello, hello. How are you all? Nice to be here again.
So, Nico, tell us about yourself and the position that you're running for.
Of course. I am a fifth-year student now, final year. I go by Nico. I'm of South American ethnicity, and I study global development and computing. And I have to be honest, I've gone into these positions not too long ago, about a year and a half ago. I wasn't even aware of student governance or student advocacy. And now that I am, I've been so much more passionate to get more involved. And this is why I'm doing what I'm doing now. I'm inspired to be able to talk to students, to resonate and understand and listen to the issues that students are dealing with today. And being able to make a meaningful difference for students would be most rewarding thing I can think of. And so I want to, you know, engage with students. I want to be able to communicate with students, advocate for the most challenging issues that students are dealing with today. And I want to look into the sustainability of our organization. I think as students, we have to organize, we have to unite, and we have to get involved with the issues that I think as a community, we're all dealing with today.
Thank you so much for that. And now, why are you running for the presidency this year?
I think there's, and I briefly talked about it, I think there's a lot of issues that students are dealing with and are anxious with today. We have a looming strike. We have risks with graduate funding. We have a delayed JDUC, a building that we're supposed to be operating. We have a rise of hate crime stories in our communities right here on campus and out of campus. Students are feeling unsafe. There is anxiety around campus. And I think it's important that people and someone steps up, whoever, get in these positions, that someone steps up and really, really, really advocate and represent those students who may not feel represented. And, you know, hopefully should I be elected, I hopefully would like to be that student.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And now, Nico, can you tell us what the main pillars are for your platform?
Of course. I want to advocate again. So my four pillars are advocacy, engagement, communication, and sustainability. I want to advocate for students, ask the hard questions to senior administration, hear from the students that I feel are perhaps underrepresented, talk loud in front of the university administration to make sure that when motion and policies are taking place, that they are considering the students that I know are underrepresented. I want to take affirmative action in that case. I want to engage with our students. I want to open up positions for international students, for online students, for off-campus students. I want to increase the perspectives that we have that we might not have in the AMS, and I want to increase those perspectives. I want to open up positions for first years. I want to engage more with first years. I want to communicate, and that's my third pillar. I want to communicate and present our the AMS in front of first year classes and second year classes so that we can find students like me who didn't know about student advocacy and student government and the actual genuine power students have when it comes to advocating for the academics and financial affairs of this university. And again, I was like my last pillar, sustainability. I really want to look into the environmental sustainability of our organization. I consulted with professors such as Dr. Stephen Moore about the idea of opening up a repair cafe, and I think the AMS has the capacity and willing to do so. I think we can open up glass depots or plastic depots to really look into ways of to make sure that we're being environmentally sustainable as an organization. And those are my four pillars.
Okay, thank you so much. And finally, Nico, how can people learn more about you and vote in the upcoming AMS elections?
In terms of voting will take place on the 29th to the 30th of January. The AMS will be sending an email to all students, and you'll be able to vote online within that email, or you could also vote in person during the 29th or 30th. During I think the in the Queen Center in the Macquarie Building and other buildings. There'll be more information on social media at the Queen's AMS. How people can get a hold of me is through my social media page, which will be Nico for AMS Prez.
Awesome. Thank you so much, folks. We've been speaking with Nico Brassett-Duke all about his AMS presidency campaign. Good luck and best wishes with your campaign this year, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and you have a good night.
And thank you to Nico Brassett-Duke for also joining us in our studio right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. On Campus Beat and our special coverage of AMS and SGPS elections. And in this episode, of course, we're chatting with the AMS executive candidates. Coming up now, we're going to jump into a conversation with Alyssa Parissa, running for Vice President, University Affairs. Welcome back, everyone. With me in the studio space is Alyssa Parissa, running for AMS Vice President, University Affairs. Thanks for joining us here on CFRC, Alyssa.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to talk to you today about my platform and my ideas for the AMS.
Wonderful. So, Alyssa, tell us about yourself and the position that you are running for.
I'm currently a fifth year student studying life science, and I've been deeply involved within orientation and have learned how to advocate for the diverse student body. And I'm running for Vice President of University Affairs because that position is all about student advocacy. And I think I have a really diverse skill set to bring to it.
Wonderful. And why are you running for this office?
I'm running for it because I struggled to find a place at Queen's because there's so many clubs and experiences to be had. And the only place I found a real home and felt the Queen's student spirit was in orientation, which VPUA oversees. And seeing the past VPUA listen to my ideas and concerns and the current VPUA, how they advocated for me during meetings with Queen's administration, I really felt inspired by these women. And I really realized that I could take those skills I learned in orientation as a leader and bring that to this position. And I really want to be that voice of support for other students.
Thank you so much. And now, Alyssa, what are the key pillars of your campaign platform?
My three pillars are optimization, connection, and championing. What that means for me is with optimization, there are so many processes at the AMS that I think students can become overwhelmed. So I really want to simplify that so students know who to go to and they have more time to explore interests rather than waiting to hear back from other roles. With connection, I think I have a really unique perspective because I've worked in my faculty society and internally to the AMS, and now I'm sitting at a middle ground role. So I want to bring that perspective so I can work with the faculty societies and other student organizations because we all have the same goals in our student governments, and I really want to try and connect with other ones on a personable level. And finally, with championing, I think there's a lot of uncertainty that students experience. And like I mentioned before, I really want to be a voice of advocacy for them on any level. There's so much to be unsure about with living expenses and their academic life. So I just want to be there for students for support in any way that I can.
Thank you very much, Alyssa. And now, moving to our last question, how can people learn more about you, your campaign, and vote?
Well, they could come to the debates or they could follow me on Instagram. The Instagram handle is at Alyssa4VPOA. I'm going to be posting a lot of content about my pillars, my ideas, and reminders when it comes to the election period.
Thank you very much. Folks, we've been chatting with Alyssa Parissa running for VP University Affairs with the AMS on January 29th and 30th. Thank you very much for joining us and best wishes on your campaign, Alyssa.
Thank you so much.
Another great conversation there with an AMS executive candidate, Alyssa Parissa. Coming up now, we have Drayden George joining us, who is also running for Vice President, University Affairs with the AMS. And welcome back. Coming up in the segment, we're chatting with Drayden George, candidate for AMS Vice President for University Affairs, all about their election campaign. Welcome to CFRC's Airwaves, Drayden.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here and have the opportunity to speak to everyone.
Amazing. So tell us about yourself and the position you are running for.
Yeah, so my name is Drayden George. I use he, him pronouns. I am a third year economics student going into my fourth year, also minoring in environmental studies. And I am from the southern tip of Vancouver Island, BC, on a First Nation reservation called Sauk. And I am running for the AMS VPUA, or Vice President of University Affairs, in the upcoming election. And I've gotten to hold many positions across campus, including Social Issues Commissioner, Clubs Commissioner, and Commissioner of External Affairs, as I'm serving right now. And I'm super excited to be able to run for VPUA.
Wonderful. And why are you running for Vice President of University Affairs, Drayden?
Thanks so much for the question. So since my first year, I've been involved in the student community through the AMS and clubs. So this provided me the great opportunity to directly work with, for, and alongside students to create some amazing projects, initiatives, and impacts for students that have directly fed into the values, mission, and goals of this campaign and my candidacy. So these past 3 years have accumulated to lead to the motivation of my decision to run for VPUA of the AMS and in the upcoming election taking place January 29th to 30th. So through my experiences here at Queen's, I believe I can be the best voice for you as students, as your VPUA have elected. And this platform that I have decided to create and the campaign's message and what I hope to do and how to engage or support the campaign and bring returning aspects of the campaign, I hope is going to be something that can be student-centric and bring students together to vote for a common cause.
Thank you so much. And what are the key pillars of your platform, Drayden?
Thank you so much for that question. So I'm hoping to run, again, like a student centric campaign. And so the DRE for VPUA campaign consists of six pillars. First is act for transparency and accountability. So increasing students' ability to trust and hold students' government accountable. Second is increased research and consultation. So I do believe in continuously gathering feedback and information about the student experience to address student issues. Thirdly is building student connection and experience. So improving students' connection to both the AMS and other students. Fourth is advancing our relations, as the VPUA hold a lot of significant power within the political affairs of the society, so ensuring that students' needs are met by the government and administration. And fifthly is intersectional margin to center approach. So this is making sure that through all of my goals and all of my pillars and all my work is upholding an equity lens and an equity approach through an intersectional lens and supporting every student fairly and fully. And then lastly, but not least, is working to save students time and money. So this is providing peer support resources. The AMS has many grants that can be distributed and making sure we're running our processes efficiently to be able to get things into students' hands and making sure everything is done on time. And lastly, is utilizing the ability to negotiate on behalf of students with discounts and certain benefits for students in the future.
Thank you so much for that, Drayden. And now, finally, how can people learn more about you and also how to vote?
Perfect. Yeah, thank you so much for that question. So we will have a Drake for VPUA campaign website, and you'll also be able to follow our Instagram at Drake for VPUA, and that's where you can learn everything for our platform, our campaign, some of our campaign promises, and our manifesto, as well as more information about me, the campaign team, and where to meet us for boothing. Lastly, for voting info, we have a votes page on our website, as well as there is the voting information page on the AMS website. Of course, that is the official voting page run by the elections team, not by our team, of course, but that is the most trusted page for information on how to vote.
Thank you so much. Folks, we've been chatting with Drayden George, candidate for AMS Vice President for University Affairs, all about his elections campaign. Thank you for joining us, Drayden, right here on CFRC.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a great experience.
And thank you to Drayden George for also joining us at CFRC to chat about his campaign. Coming up now, we have the candidate for Vice President Operations for the AMS, Elena Nerzhinsky. And welcome back, everyone, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM with our AMS and SGPS elections coverage. We are catching up now with Elena Nerzhinsky, who is running for Vice President Operations for the AMS. Welcome to CFRC 101.9 FM, Elena.
Thank you so much.
So tell us about yourself and the position you are running for AMS Executive.
Yeah. So again, my name is Elena Nerzhinsky. I use she, her pronouns. I'm currently a fifth year in the School of Kinesiology for health studies. And I've worked with the AMS for 3 years. And I'm running for the role of Vice President of Operations.
Thank you so much. And why are you running for office?
That's a great question. I'm running for office to continue to act as a guiding resource and provide meaningful and experiential learning opportunities to support the service head managers. Working in the AMS for the past 3 years has provided me with so many incredible learning opportunities, and I've grown so much as a student leader. So I'd love to be able to pass this on to our future service head managers, providing them with those same experiences. I'm also hoping to expand collaboration in the AMS and build meaningful relationships between the AMS and other student groups. And I'm also hoping to learn from the student community and implement their voices into actionable goals.
Okay, thank you so much. And now tell us, Elena, what are the key pillars of your platform?
Yeah. So my platform consists of four main pillars. The first one is to increase AMS branding and engagement. Again, I'm also looking to expand collaboration within the AMS, both internally and externally. I'm also hoping to promote efficiency and accountability within the AMS and promote transparency as well.
Okay. And now how can people learn more about you and your campaign and certainly how to vote?
Yeah, absolutely. So people can learn more about me by visiting my Instagram page at Elena4VPOPS. The four is the number four. I'll be posting more about my pillars, the debate, and other engaging content on there. It launches on January 22nd. So I'm looking forward to providing the student body with more information about my ideas.
Thank you very much. And yes, so and remind us how to vote.
Yes, you can vote by visiting the AMS website, or you can visit the voting polls in person.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Folks, we've been chatting with Elena Nerzhinsky, running for Vice President Operations for the AMS in this election cycle. Thank you for joining us and best wishes on your campaign.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
And that's a wrap for our conversations with AMS executive candidates currently running their campaigns for office. We'll be back shortly with coverage of the AMS All Candidates debate, which took place on January 23rd in Goods Commons. Thank you for joining us on CFRC's Campus Beat and our coverage of AMS and SGPS elections and referenda right here at Queen's University.